Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty is one of the most profound thinkers on this question of guns in this country. She's in the United States Congress. She had to live through Sandy Hook in her district. Elizabeth Esty, welcome to the Congressional Corner.
Great to be with you, Alan. But what an awful night! And following on the heels of the return of my colleague Steve Scalise to the House last week, miraculously able to walk with some assistance, able to address the chamber. But my God, we have to do better than we're doing now in this country on this issue.
And how do we do that? You know, the national gun groups tend to have total stranglehold on the question as to, in my mind, sensible gun laws. I think in your mind too. And no matter what happens, including Sandy Hook, that awful, awful, worst thing possible, our kids being murdered, there doesn't seem to be any sense of, okay, we can do something to make this better.
I am struggling with this all the time in my
Yes.
district, which is a big gun district. And I was with a bunch of folks a week ago at a clam bake, and a bunch of union guys who I'd known for a long time, and they just came straight up to me, a couple of them, and said, "Why do you want to take away my guns?" And I said, "I don't want to." And they said, "Well, but your party does." And I think there needs to be a different kind of conversation. And I'm right now thinking about ways that I might be able to convene small groups of folks who are really concerned about this issue, who think all of this is an effort to actually take guns away from everyone, which is certainly not my intent whatsoever. As somebody who eats meat and likes the good burger, I am not, I understand I don't hunt, but I understand people who do. But we have to find a better way forward. We have to be able to figure out how to not empower people who are fueled by hatred, people who are criminals, people who are domestic violence abusers. We should not be having such easy access to unbelievably powerful weapons. And it is like weapons of war. I mean, what we saw last night, what all of us woke up to this morning, and you listen to people describing and see those video clips, it was a war zone for 20,000 people who were enjoying a night out at an outdoor concert, an outdoor country music concert. And we have got to find a way better forward in this country. And I think that is going to take engaging with gun owners, with responsible gun owners, to join us in figuring out a way forward. It has just got to be something that we do, and it can't be my way or your way. It has to be an American way forward that stops this kind of carnage. It's appalling, and it's not the way people want to live. And we shouldn't have to accept this as what's normal. We should not have to.
And of course, the question in everybody's mind, Elizabeth, is how? I mean, you don't want to take people's guns away from them. The NRA is extraordinarily powerful. The gun manufacturers are clearly behind an awful lot of this. And this country has fallen. And some of the people in the NRA, you hear them all the time saying, "Well, you know what this is all about is we want to have our guns so we can fight the government." What is that all about?
Well, we are at an extremely divisive time, and we've weathered those before in this country, but clearly we're at a point when people do feel deeply divided. And the only way forward, I think, is by more engagement one-on-one in small groups to try to better understand each other, better understand what people's hopes and fears are, and say, like, where is their point of overlap? I know there is. I really do. I know there is, and I know there are ways we can do this better. But we can't do it if people are seen as being demonized. And I do know that people who are responsible gun owners, a number of them really do feel, I mean, they feel under siege. They feel under attack and disrespected. And we're not going to be able to engage folks if that's the way people are feeling. My
Now,
mother-in-law likes to say, feelings are facts. That's a fact now. It's one we have to deal with and figure out again how to engage people and say, what would you propose? What do you think we can do to deal with a situation like this? What's the right way forward?
so
Not
Steve,
expect that I've got the answers. try to find out from other folks, what do they think the answers are, or do they think it's actually okay that we let this go? And I think they don't. I really think they don't. So I'm hopeful in the long run, but heartsick this morning.
So Steve Scalise comes back to great applause from the audience, deserved for going through that trial and doing what he is. Are there any Republicans who really think that there really has to be the kind of compromise you're talking about?
Well, there are some. You know, we've had some bipartisan support for the comprehensive background check bill. We've had some bipartisan support for the bill that would say that if you're on a terrorist watch list, you should not be able to get a gun permit. That you should fail a background check or at least be subject to additional questioning. Same thing, we've had some bipartisan support for domestic violence issues. So I think there are places we can start. And I have to tell you, I'm engaged in conversation, as you know I do, in the back of the room with some of the folks I serve with on the Veterans Committee. And I actually think there's a possibility forward. I've been having conversations with veterans in my district and with colleagues who are veterans to say, you know, what can we do here? Is there something we can do? Because in the case of veterans, it's suicide. And those suicides are being committed with guns, usually with, most often with the weapons that veterans are trained on. And that should be a place that we can figure out some strategies. And again, it may not be laws, you know. The joke is, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I want to get to a safer society in which people don't worry about going to a movie theater or a church or a synagogue or a mosque or an outdoor music concert or a first grade classroom. We shouldn't have to worry about that to live in a free society. Quite to the contrary. I would say we need to find a way to square that, and I want to engage the folks who are gun owners to join an effort for a more sensible way forward. And I think that's the only way it's going to happen. It's going to have to be done linking arms.
Let me ask you a question. It may be a little obscure, and I apologize for it, but we do know that, and we only have a couple of minutes here, but we do know that the Supreme Court of the United States is going to take up the question of gerrymandering now. Do you think the fact that the gerrymander has worked, I think it's fairly well established, to the benefit of the Republican Party, that hurts the gun control efforts?
I think any of the efforts to drive further partisanship are not helpful to dealing with some of these tough issues in the country. I can tell you, coming from a district here in Northwest Connecticut that's pretty evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, the truth is there aren't too many congressional districts left in America that are like this. If more were like this, it would be easier to get agreement because people would be hearing about it all the time when they're home. I was knocking doors all yesterday with folks in four different towns and cities in my district for local elections, hearing what people had to say. And they want us to work together. They really do. And the American people want us to work together, but that message is more easily heard when you're in a district that the party registration is not, you know, Republican by 20 points or Democrat by 20 points, and that's increasingly what it is, and that makes it hard, makes it harder to get together.
We've been talking to Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, one of the most sensible people in the House of Representatives. It's always great to talk to you, Elizabeth, because I always learn something. And thanks for being with us. And when we come back the next time, let's talk about Connecticut politics.
Absolutely.